Go ahead, Adam.
I gotta fix this and get rid of it.
If the taxation exemption goes through, I wonder if we get $600,000.
I'd like to call the meeting to order. First order of business, pledge allegiance, followed by a moment silence, and in a moment of silence for our military, and also in respect and a moment of silence for Officer K-9 Gunner.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agnes, can I have the roll call, please?
Councilor Karen?
Here.
Councilor Justin?
Here.
Present.
Here.
Present.
Are there any alterations to the agenda? I have one alteration myself to remove, let's see which one, 16B for the time being. I'd like to make a motion to remove it.
Second. Or so moved, either one.
Second. Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those against? Thank you very much. That's the only alteration I have tonight. Is there any alteration from any other counselors?
Let me see. Let me look at it. I thought I had. Are you already, you're already going to remove the one about the...
Yeah, we just did it.
Okay. No, not that one. There's something else I know we're going to get about the nepotism.
That didn't come up. The nepotism isn't on right now because I think they're still working on it in HR.
Yeah, okay. Because I thought I read it on. All right. Thank you.
All good, counselors?
Yep.
I'm going to try to do 6, A, B, C, D, and E all together, if that's all fine. Take a motion to act on a motion to approve meeting minutes of the regular meeting minutes of April 14, 2025, the special meeting minutes April 17, 2025, public hearing minutes of April 30, 2025, Board of Ed budget, public hearing minutes May 1, 2025, that would be the general budget. Public hearing minutes of May 6, WPCA water service rate schedule. And also the public hearing minutes of May 6, conveyance of real property.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those against? Abstain? Passed. Okay, thank you. Number 7, we're going to move on to executive session. Consider an act on a motion to enter an executive session for the purpose of interviewing a candidate for the Zoning Board of Appeals. Discussion include members of the Town Council, Mayor, Leonard Bunnell.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor? Aye. We're entering executive session at 7:03. Executive session at 7:11. Thank you for your patience. Moving on from there, remarks from the public on matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Maureen. Your letter is part of the record, and thank you very much. Communications. A copy of what? Someone else?
Else?
I'm sorry, Linda.
I noticed today on the agenda, and I know
think there needs to be a little bit more investigation on what the heck is going on, and the firemen should be made whole for all the damage that has been done to them in the town of Montville.
Any remarks from the public? Mr. Pike?
Wolf Pike, 71 President Brown speaking on behalf of the Board of Education at the moment. I interviewed Norman Sylvia, who's on the appointments of resignations tonight. I interviewed him last Thursday. Nice young man. He's the manager of a business in town. He came to us organically, didn't recruit him. He was looking for a place to volunteer. His kids are high school and middle school. Sorry to lose Lisa Terry, but we understand. I think we're coming on board.
Thank you, Mr. Pike. Any more remarks from the public? Any more remarks from the public? Last time, any more remarks from the public? Moving on to communications. A, copy of the legal bills for Shusher and Shapiro for the month of November, December 24, and January, February 2025. B, copy of the legal bills, Holler and Sage, for the months of January and February and March 25. Copy of legal bills for Attorney Mike Sadai for month of April 2025. Are there any reports from the town attorney, matters referred, Mayor?
Nothing.
Mayor, would you have any remarks for post-administrative department heads to include matters referred?
Sure. Call forward the police department, Lieutenant Radford, or Chief Blanchett, to give a report on the police department.
You know, Chief, I just want to say it was a very sad day, but to see the officers from our town standing shoulder to shoulder and grieving, you know, with the handler and for Gunner, it was very touching. But you have our condolences, and we grieve with you, and our support from the council and the town stands for you. And, Lieutenant, thank you.
Chief, would you...
Chief, that's really nice.
Go ahead, Mayor.
You got donated for the dog. That's really, really nice. Good job.
Chief, would you comment on the Citizens Police Academy graduation?
Citizens Police Academy ended on April 2nd or 3rd. It was 11 weeks. We had great buy-in from our police officers. Lieutenant Radford and I went to most of the nights, but we had some hands-on stuff where they got to play the police officer. Kind of real life scenarios with you know, wearing the body cameras, the whole nine yards. The reviews that we got from our participants were really good. Many of the people said that was the highlight of their week. Everybody, like I said, did a great job. They bought it. It was nice to have people from the outside, some of whom have been to police academies in different areas. Come through and for our inaugural police academy, it's quite famous. So, yeah, we're looking forward to session two next winter. And big success.
Good job. Thank you.
One of my students actually participated in it, Dylan, and he was raving about it. And today he was actually asking for a whiteout because he was filling out an application to be an intern because he wants to ride around with you guys more. And so it was impactful.
Mm-hmm. Mayor?
Finance Department, Julie Chapman.
Thank you.
Thank you. Public Works, John Carlson.
Jesus.
It's on, John.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
It was off. All right. So we've been working on Maple Avenue today. We did some more cameraing of the drainage pipes to find out how bad they are. We have a couple sections that we were probably looking at trying a new process, which is a fiberglass lining. They go in and inflate a new fiberglass liner in there instead of digging it up, which will save the time and energy of the expenditure of doing all that. It'll cost pretty close to the same, but just the extra not having to dig it up and replace the asphalt, and then you have the disturbed soil, which could settle in the future. So that got finished today. As far as cameraing, I'll get a price from them on fixing the pipes that are really bad. For the most part, it looks like most of it's in pretty good shape, other than raising the tops and replacing the catch basin tops that we need to do. Some of the tops are in pretty bad shape, so we'll get them updated and upgraded. The fishing pier, the contractor has been notified about award. He started collecting his supplies. I hope the mayor has returned to get that contract signed soon. Alltech Plumbing and Heating will receive the air conditioning coil for the police department tomorrow. They'll start Monday the 19th to get it up there. We started prepping because we have to remove a part of a door and a wall to get the air conditioning units up there. And take down some for shelving in the closet to give them room to move around. The basketball courts at Camp Oakdale, I don't know if anyone has known, but a teenager juvenile threw a rock and shattered one of the backboards from a distance. I'm not sure what's going on with that, but we turned it over to the police. We have the new basketball backboard came in Friday. So we'll try to get it up this week so that we have the courts. The court's been painted at Camp Oakdale. I'm waiting for them to finish the LED upgrade lighting. They were painting today just Jardins Court, starting it. So hopefully by the end of the week they'll be done with that, and that'll be looking really nice. It looks really good over there. The bucket truck rental has been returned, so we started doing catch basin repairs. I currently have seven catch basins that are in need of repair right now all over town. I have two on Desjardins, one in this senior center, a couple in the manor, and I have one on Lateo, and I think I have one on Terrace in Main Court in Georgia. I also have a pipe failure at 274 Connecticut Boulevard. I'm not sure yet. We haven't gotten it opened up yet to find out what we need to do. It may be starting at the catch basin to catch basin, doing about 200 feet of pipe. I'm not sure yet. We're going to see if we can possibly repair it instead of digging the whole road up to repair that. I've started sweeping. One of the challenges of losing PTA Lane was where to store the materials. I'm currently storing them at the Public Works Garage. The same with the catch basin stuff that we dig up. It's going to be stored at the garage until I can find a location that's suitable for town that I can dump at. Right now, all the properties that we've looked at are either open space or wetlands or not suitable in the development that people would like us to put materials. Like I said, last week, the drainage at Public Works is done. I still have work to do to remove the catch basin that is in our wash rack and get that plugged up so that it doesn't flow out into the stream anymore. We've been busy cleaning up. We spend a lot of time. The garden club's been running around. They worked on the garden clubs this past weekend. I haven't looked to see what they've done, but we cleaned up the intersection of Fitch Hill and New London Turnpike. There was a couple dead trees out there. It's really nice now. You can actually see pretty good now around the intersection, and we also cleaned up a lot of New London Turnpike and old Fitch Hill. There was hedges there that keep growing out, and we cleaned that area up, so it's been nice. Had a couple trees fall, one on a clear, beautiful day, thanks to the ants in this world. They decided that it was time for that tree to fall down, so we lost one on Massapequa Side Road, which we had to bring our payloader out to help the Eversource to move it because it was so big. So we've been quite busy with trees and chipping. So if you drive by Public Works, you'll see the piles of chips that we've left for just running around town, just picking up branches and random stuff that keeps falling. So every time it rains, it just seems like it rains branches. So and with the leaves coming out now, the branches are getting heavier, the trees are getting heavier, and if there's any type of weak spot or bad spot, they just fall. That's about it right now.
Would you comment on on the senior center with the new boiler?
Oh, yep, the new boilers are in, but we had to turn them off right away because it was too warm in there and they wanted the air conditioning on. So the AC is on now. So the boilers are sitting idle, but they're in. Yeah, when it reached 80, that was a little too warm.
It was working really good.
So.
Let me say it'll work.
You know, John, you all done, Mayor? Do you have any more? So, John, you know, I have to tell you, I stopped in there, watched them put the boilers in, and it was fantastic how they did. Clean, proper. They were professional with our people that are around. So give them kudos on that. I hope it follows right through to the police department because they're phenomenal. I asked them all the questions about this, how it goes back and forth, that we won't lose one. So we, you know, hopefully we won't lose anything down there for our seniors, you know, again, like that.
Right.
It looks like we won't because we did put a nice setup in there. That's fantastic. I did talk to them about the one in the town hall, too. I'd love to have them, when we get together, you and I, and talk about that, getting their ideas on that.
Well, we have to do something. I know it got cut out of the Capitol this year. You have to look at re-roping the boiler here. The other issue I had is I had an issue with the generator I'm still working on. The transfer switch failed, and you got the old IT. I shouldn't throw them under the bus in that way, but the IT mentality of unplug it and plug it back in and see if it works, and that's what they did. And I'm like, well, I can't do this all the time if it's not going to work correctly. We had a squirrel trip the power out here, and they blew the breaker which caused the generator to run. But then the transfer switch lost whatever it didn't figure out, and it had power, and then all of a sudden it shut power back off because it thought it got street power back. So the when I spoke to the guy, he's like, well, it is like a 20-something-year-old unit. He says they don't even make parts for these anymore, so you're probably going to have to look at changing the transfer switch to the generator.
So you're looking into that. Is that the for here, correct?
For here. That is correct.
So we're looking into that right away just in case that...
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And you are, is that underneath you or IT? I see you
underneath
said
me.
It's underneath
the generator is underneath me.
Okay.
I'm right. Just I was using it as an example because that's what the service tech said. I said to him, I said, what did you do? I said, I had to call an electrician in. We had to manually switch it over to get power here. And then Eversource thought they fixed it, but there was three fuses up there, and they had a third one that was blown. Hmm. So they had to come back, fix it. But the switch wouldn't switch back, so we had to manually turn all the breakers off, turn it the switch back to power from the street, and then turn it back on. And then it said it needed service, and that's when I called for service.
I did have time over the weekend to check out the basketball courts at Camp Oakdale. They look fantastic, with yes. one missing the back there.
Yeah,
I do think we do need to put some signage up there that cameras are here. Why I'm talking about cameras, when we did have our budget hearing that I had pleasure of going to a couple of your budget hearings and there with you, the mayor, we can bring it up to date with the mayor on some of these cameras with the lieutenant had brought to date and what you have said, which I agree with both of you on these cameras that especially down to where our fuel tanks are, they're not, you can't see all the way around. Which that's a, you know, that could be a safety and some other issues. And then there's areas in the town that when we did have our police car, spare car that was taken, we
yep.
couldn't read.
Yeah.
So the cameras, Mayor, I think they need to go out and get a few bids to really upgrade some of this because it's turning into an area, even in front of the police department, when they can't even read a plate. And when you can't even read anything down to Camp Oakdale or even the transfer, some of these ones are outdated. So, I mean, it needs to be something that we don't put on the back burner and say, hey, I'll get to it when I get, you know, work order.
Well, it's a plastic lens that you get on a camera lens that gets dirty and fades from sun. It's just like a street sign or anything else that sits in the sun all day. It bleaches out, you know, it becomes a cloud.
But some of these are probably original. Some
Correct.
Of these cameras
Especially
are probably
here at Town Hall.
I would be probably down the police department, they're probably original.
Yeah.
You know, and it's something that we definitely, you know, especially with all the vehicles we have here or the equipment here, that's why, you know, and when I meet with the mayor this week, I'll discuss it with him about maybe we can talk to IT. And because, you know, Councilor Southard heard the same thing and about the cameras and stuff. Now, the rubbish, the transfer station, we're not going to take on raising the fees on the transfer station, but we are going to look at the punch card to try to bring that up to 2025, right? Correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Whatever you guys want to decide on that, but we can discuss that in length.
Okay. Yeah.
I will make sure you guys have enough copies of what the rules and regulations are on it before we meet, so you'll understand.
And I'll meet with you, hopefully, if I get back from the base this week sometime, I'll meet with you about areas that you need to store some of your stuff from your drainage and some of the street sweeping, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Mayor?
Oh, John, could I just ask one question?
Sorry.
Flags, are they in yet?
The flags are up.
They're okay.
I put up what I had was good. I won't get the rest of them till Wednesday. The rest will be up by Wednesday.
Great, thank you.
So.
Mayor, any more department heads?
No, that's it.
Moving on to 12.
I got a couple comments here.
Sorry, Mayor.
Just to let everybody know, we're continuing the CBA negotiations with the Firefighters Union. I got to comment on the scrap metal yard fire we experienced, another one. And I have a meeting set up to discuss some fire suppression efforts with Dave Waddington, the police department, fire marshal, and the fire chiefs. He's got some proposals to possibly overcome that going into the future. Just as a comment that the day after there was another scrap metal fire in Massachusetts, so it isn't only happening here in Montville. We interviewed another planner applicant who eventually, a few days later, withdrew, so we don't have any active candidates there. We interviewed the administrative assistant, two administrative assistant applicants for the plan department. Lucy Beat's last day was the 22nd, and just a word, congratulations to her on her retirement. And she had been, I think she said 27 years, really a dedicated and a great town employee, did the best she could for the town of Montville, and she was very effective. And we're going to miss her. We're going to miss her expertise. However, as fate would have it, we had another applicant that applied, Christy Kupik, who started on the 21st.
Oh, good.
And comes to us from another municipality, a boatload of experience, and I'm expecting good things from her also. Appreciate the fact that she's agreed to come on with us. And also the milling that everybody's noticed on Route 32 with the white lines, the fog lines, they are not bike lines, lanes, but they milled them so that they can lay down latex to replace, not the latex, to replace it with epoxy to remove the latex, which is just a temporary one, and the epoxy ones will last longer and won't be scraped up by the road plows.
Thank you, Mayor. Hey, you know what I wanted to say? John, thank you. Massapequa looks good. The repair that they did over there looks awesome. Abby did a great job. People I've been getting the calls on said they looked great. You know, the little side run. Thank you very much. Okay, reports from standing committees. A, town administration, rules and procedures.
No meeting.
No meeting. Moving on from there, finance.
Ongoing on the current budget. We're still discussing it, working with the finance director, Annette. So it's ongoing.
I had the pleasure of going to a couple of the finance meetings, and you guys have really, all of you are really chipping in. The finance director has come up with some stuff. I know you've still got some work to do there. I just want to thank you all for being there, watching it go through. I'm sure we can come up with some more cuts. But
we're looking at it, Mr. Chairman.
Absolutely. Moving on from there, Public Works Solid Waste. John gave a great report right there. Not as good as Kyle. Kyle was awesome last time. But you did a great job, too. You know what, John, and the Public Works, we will be having another meeting, maybe a special meeting. We're going to be looking at the punch card. We're also going to be looking at more areas for John that he might need to put his from the sand and stuff that he cleans up with the street sweeper. We are looking at certain areas in town that, you know, I'll bring it to John's attention. Some of the roads that John has a list on that he's already brought to the finance director that he'd like to send out to bid. So John's been working hard on that. He's been really busy. I will say that he's on top of that. He's know that we said we wanted to start on that. He's moving forward on that. That's all I have. Any questions? Moving on for reports from special committees and liaison and council. That would be Councilor Karen, Commission on Aging, Nonprofits, Social Services, Volunteer Fire Relief Fund. Volunteer Fire Relief Fund, no meeting. Social Services, Senior Center, we did have a long and lengthy meeting. We talked about more services that would come in for our senior new programs. We also, at the same time, Lieutenant Radford was there, and they are going to donate. Mr. Radford was really quick on getting one of the vans that was sitting there, and Kathy was so generous that a van that is not being used, that it would be used for the kennel. Dave and I checked it out with the director of Senior Center, Kathy, and they're on board with it. So it's theirs, hopefully, if you'd like it. Even with the lift, too, just in case someone higher up than you needs it, it'd be all ready for them. And we also talked about the food program. We're actually hitting 50, 60 people. You know, I went there the other day, did not have the time to eat, but, the open turkey sandwich looks phenomenal. Seniors have been coming back and forth. They are looking to see what other programs. They were nervous about the budget. I told them that, we're trying not to interfere with some of the services, and we are all committed to that. So that was part of what we did discuss. We just discussed some of the bills that are coming down from the state. Some of these legislatures, I don't know where they come up with them. I don't know if they roll the dice, and then they come out of it and say, this is what we're going to do, and most of these unfunded mandates. And the seniors are worried about Medicare and stuff like that. There's a lot of different areas. The food shipments, again, some of the stuff that was cut, or some of the food shipments from the USA DA is that they were cut in half. It used to be 6-7 pages you'd be able to order. Now they're only down to 2. So the food social service that was down there the other day, they're doing a phenomenal job down there. We was very lucky to have all the people we do have down there and the volunteers. And that's about it for me on that. Councilor Jaskiewicz, Board of Education, Planning and Zoning Commission.
Councilor Sutherland, been Board of Ed for me.
Yeah, I went to Board of Ed for Joe when he was out. The meeting I went to, they set a date to recognize retiring teachers, went through some yearly compliance business that must be recertified annually with the Department of Education for funding, and all of that was voted on, and tuition rates were set. It was a very quick meeting, and it was just mostly yearly business that needed to be done.
Councilor Lathrop is not here. He's probably with Mr. May in Texas. Would you like to take him?
I got planning and zoning, Mr. Chairman. All right?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I had a meeting on the 22nd of April where they approved an 11-unit multifamily development on Route 32 Powerhouse Road. Also, they have a new subdivision for 4 lots on Silver Falls Road, and they continue to have any new and current zoning matters. And the next meeting is May 27th. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Jaskiewicz. Councilor Sebelia, Conservation Commission, Public Safety Commission, Use of Services, and Advisory Board.
All right. I'll start with the Conservation Commission. They just wanted to remind everyone their Trails Day. It's a free event. It's June 7th from 10 to 12 p.m. at the Conservation Center. They brought up the NIPS fund that we received from little NIP bottles sold in town. They just wanted to remind people that our road cleanup program is available through Public Works for nonprofits to sign up for. I know like the Mottville Animal Welfare Initiative has taken advantage of it, and I know they've seen the Boy Scouts out. So we appreciate all the nonprofits that are doing that, and they get a little bit of cash themselves, so it's beneficial. Youth Services, their UNCUS mobile health van rotates weekly between Town Hall, Mohegan Fire, and Fair Oaks. You can contact them for the services that are offered and the location for the week. I don't know if you guys saw, but they were on Channel 3 for an interview. Barb and Kim were interviewed about the importance of the 988 mental health hotline, and they were interviewed about their You Good Bro campaign. So that's been everywhere. It's kind of taken off. I saw it on the back of a seat bus the other day. So just to remind people to check in on each other and make sure we're doing all right. They also have addiction and substance misuse counseling services that are offered to residents free of charge. That's through Blue Sky Wellness, and it's funded through the federal opioid funds, so take advantage if you're struggling. Summer Center registration opened today, so they have 35 spots. That's 5 more than last year, so I would encourage you to send your kids there. It's pretty affordable, and they have a ton of fun. They also had a drug take-back day on April 26th. They collected 80 pounds of unused drugs, and it's nice to see them getting rid of it safely.
Where'd they put it?
You'd have to check with the police department. Public safety. So just to talk a little bit more about the scrap fire, because I know there was a lot of concern about that. Fire Marshal Barnes gave us a good report. There's been, since 2020, there's been 7 fires. October 2020, there was a scrap fire. May 2022, grappler fire. November 2022 was another scrap fire. Shredder fire in March 2023, shredder fire in September 2023, and then there was the scrap pile April 2023, and then the last one was April 2025. They don't have exact causes, but there was some hypotheses that has a lot to do with the lithium ion batteries that people don't correctly dispose of. Once those things spark, it turns into thermal runaway, and it can reach up to 3,000 degrees in seconds. So that's how the fires start. And obviously the piles have grease, gasoline, hydraulic fluids. But they have been trying to make changes. They've been keeping the pile lower since some of their incidents. And all the responding fire departments, you know, thank you to all of them. There was a ton of mutual aid. This last one took about 4 hours to put out. I guess the ones in the past were closer to 10 to 12 hours, so the pile's significantly lower. I would suggest maybe some more signage for people going there just to dispose of batteries and electronics, not in the big pile, send it to the small scale. And maybe that was just my recommendations, but obviously it's concerning. You don't want to see black smoke pouring and seeing it from miles away, smelling it. So, yeah, I mean, it definitely needs to be addressed, and I think we're going to do that, so.
Yeah, I just want to comment also that the scrapyard is doing between 400 and 450 tons of scrap metal per day. Yeah. And they're dealing with material and elements that they didn't have to deal with 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. They're going to make the best effort to put a stop to it.
Thank you, Councilor Souther. Councilor Souther, Farmers Market Committee, Library Committee, Parks and Rec Committee.
Okay. Farmers Market Committee opening day is June 24th. Community night is July 1st, and we welcome any Montville business or nonprofit to join us that evening. We're also going to have kids' booths this year where any kid age 6 to 17 can have a booth and sell their items as long as they're not food or bath items. And we have a new market manager that's just started, and she's amazing, and she's bringing new life to the market. We're so pleased with all the ideas that she's bringing. So we hope to see everybody there this year. Library, we're meeting Thursday, so I have nothing on that. And Parks and Recreation, tomorrow camp registration starts. And the grant for free breakfast and lunch has ended, so they're going to be asking all the participants to fill out the paperwork for free and reduced lunch. If 50% of the participants meet the guidelines, then it can be reestablished for all of the participants in the camp. So it's going to be really important for folks to fill out that paperwork. The summer concert series will be back this summer. They have 8 concerts beginning on July 8th. Director Carlson already touched on the vandalism at Camp Oakdale. Carnival is June 20 to 22nd, and the Parks and Recreation Commission is looking for people for the Community Center Subcommittee, so if that's something that you're interested in, please apply for that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any questions? No? No, from their appointments and resignations. To consider and act on a motion to accept the resignation of Lisa Terry from the Board of Education, effective immediately.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilor Dashwood?
Favor.
Councilor Sebelian?
Favor.
Councilor Slither?
Regretfully favor.
Councilor Egan?
Favor.
Councilor Karen?
With regret. Moving on, to consider an act and motion to appoint Mickey Gillette to fill a vacancy as a full-time member of the Planning and Zoning Commission, term to expire on May 12, 2029.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilor Jackson?
Favor.
Councilor Sebelian?
Favor.
Councilor Slither?
Favor.
Favor.
Favor. Moving on, to consider an act and a motion to reappoint John Geetens to the Conservation Committee with a term to expire June 10th, 2027.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. Moving on to D, to consider an act and a motion to reappoint alternate member Elaine Hess to the Conservation Commission for a term to expire June 12, 2027.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Favor.
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 Favor. Move down to E, to consider an act on motion to appoint Norman E. Sylvia III to the Board of Education with a term to expire November 10th, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. Moving on to new business. Moving into A, the Town of Montville hereby resolves to refund taxes due and overpayment of corrections in amount of $1,986.04 at the request of the tax collector.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilor Jackson.
Favor.
Councilor Sebelian.
Favor.
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 B has been taken over, and that's favor from me. B, we'll move on to the town of Montford resolves to adopt the rate schedule as presented at the public hearing held on May 6, 2025 for water service located within the town of Montville services area billed on and after July 1st, 2025.
So move.
So can I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Ron, would you like to say a few words?
Unless anybody has any questions, sir.
Councilors, would... Councilors?
If I may comment, I realize that it is a sizable increase. It is unavoidable. We're dictated by our supplier. It's still a cheaper rate than what SCWA is paying. I think we can't allow the WPCA to operate in the red, and that's what they're doing. So I urge the council to approve this and move it along.
I understand that too, Mayor, but I'm one of them guys that are paying the $80 a month and have been for 8 years I've been living there.
And you'd be paying...
and it could go up with Squaw.
And you'd be paying less with...
Yeah, I just want
water.
That to be brought out. This, with Squaw, the private water company, I'm paying $80 a month for water.
And it is...
And
it's
I understand that we should have done this rate increase gradually, years ago. Totally understand that. Lesson learned. Believe me. Lesson learned.
That was going to be my point. It's just unfortunate that we hadn't had more foresight and done it smaller increments earlier, started it earlier, because now it's hard to stomach such an increase like that. But as we said, you know, I think WPCA lost $750,000, something like that, last year. They're operating at a loss, and it's just not sustainable. So, I mean, I guess kind of hands are tied.
You know, I did talk to the administrator about it, in depth about it, and he had come back, and he had, you know, we did look at his plans. He did say, and he explained the whole thing. He did explain it to Councilor Southern when Councilor Southern also sent her concerns down. And then, you know, Ron had said, you know, the numbers speak for themselves. If we go, you know, lose money, then at this point right now, they're going to have to come to the town, which we'll have to dig into our fund balance. And I tried to, you know, see if there was other ways. And, you know, Ron come back and said, right now, Bill, it is what it is. But unfortunately, you know, it should have been raised when you had said that they should have raised it. I think it was in 2018, I think you brought up at the last public hearing. But it's been since 2014 that it hasn't been raised, correct? Ryan? Ron?
Right.
Correct. But your concerns were, you know, I don't know how many times I called Ron. I think it was three times, one over the weekend and one today. That's two times, and I know Kate emailed them.
I emailed, and it's all here. It's unfortunate. I know it's unfortunate, but I'm a numbers person, and the numbers unfortunately do speak for themselves, and they can't operate with the numbers as they are. And I know that they'll keep looking at this, and I'm hoping that nothing like this will happen again.
Any more comments? Roll call, please.
Councilor
Favor.
Councilor
Favor.
Southern?
Favor.
Councilor
opposed.
Councilor
Favor. Moving on from there, to approve and adopt the ordinance title, an ordinance regarding the conveyance of real property located at 14 and 22 Bridge Street, as heard at the public hearing held on Tuesday, May 6, 2025 at 6 p.m. in the Town Council Chambers, Montville Town Hall.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Can I have a roll call on that?
Councilor Jaskowitz?
Favor.
Councilor
Favor.
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 Favor. Are there any remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit? Are there any remarks from the public with a three-minute limit? Mr. Pike, would you like to say something about the AC with the letter that was drafted up? Did you want to bring anybody up to date on that, just in case there's no confusion on that? Do you mind? And Kate, after would you read that in part of your...
You want me to read that right
after
now?
After Mr. Pike.
Probably better if you read it first and then I'll comment. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Pike.
Okay, so the letter's dated May 2nd, 2025, Montville Town Councilors. The chair of the Board of Education, Wills Pike, has asked me to inform the town council of our discussions yesterday pertaining to the HVAC installation contract for two of the Montville schools, Oakdale and Murphy Elementary. As you know, the HVAC was bonded through the referendum last year for $15,500,000. Their next action is to go into contract with the vendor who won the bid. The key issue is that the bids were significantly higher than originally estimated when the scope of the work was proposed. Chairman Pike is proposing to reduce the scope of the work to bring the cost in line with the original proposed estimate. This will involve not installing mini-split AC units in the classrooms. Chairman Pike had questioned whether or not having central air conditioning installed or removing it from the proposal is in compliance with the bond language and the regulatory requirements. I stated that not having the AC unit for temperature control is not mentioned directly in the requirements, as I recall. I mentioned that he would need to consult with the A&E firm that designed the HVAC systems, along with checking with the referendum question that the town voters approved, stated the same. To be clear, the scope of the work now proposed for the two schools will have advanced air filtration and air humidification dehumidification to meet air quality standards. There will be air conditioning, temperature control, in specific areas, but not in all classrooms. I mentioned that the bid specifications, work scope documents will need to be vetted with the bond commission to ensure that the 71% bond reimbursement requirements are met. I did discuss with Mr. Pike that the citizens who vote in the referendum are expecting air conditioning for the classrooms. The AC for temperature control was a major focus and benefit of the air quality issues. This letter is presented as informational only, no formal approval or denial is made or implied with this discussion. Sincerely, Timothy May, Chair of Montville Town Council.
Thank you, Councilor Southwick. Mr. Pike?
Wills Pike, 71 Pheasant Run. That is well captured. Chairman May did a good job capturing that conversation I had with him. To make it even more simpler, currently the air handlers on the roofs of the schools, outside of a few areas, like at the admin office at the high school, has air conditioning. But most air handlers at the schools do not have dehumidifiers in them, so it's hot air coming in and hot air blowing through the school. These new systems that will be installed will have dehumidifiers. Air handlers will be replaced. They're not going to be upgraded. They're going to be replaced on Murphy and Oakdale. At the same time, there will be air conditioning in the school, but it will not be in every single area. However, the vendor has assured us, having done this at 10 other school districts and having a long discussion at our board meeting, that the air conditioning, the air will be conditioned in terms of it will be comfort. It won't be hot in one area and cool in another. So there's going to be some kind of level of conditioning of the air, but it's not going to be what we call classic central air in each room or mini splits in each room at this time. It is upgradable at a future date. We did ask him about that, but it will bring us up to compliance and keeping us within the temperature controls that the state is clearly on a path to make us do. Does that cover everything?
Yep, that was perfect. And I thank you. And you know, I know the finance director has also been working with you and
yes.
Our chairman, so to make sure the wording is correct, so everything with the bond commission would be correct too.
Yes, we're all set. I spoke with her before the meeting, and we're good.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any more remarks from the public? Any more remarks from the public? Again, any more remarks from the public? Hearing none. Remarks from the councilor and mayor. Councilor Utnick?
I have nothing.
Councilor Sebelia?
No, me neither.
Councilor Jaskiewicz?
Nothing special. Thank you for coming tonight.
Councilor Southard?
Nothing. Thank you.
Mayor?
I want to remind everybody about the Memorial Day Parade Sunday and that the following week is actually Memorial Day. I hope that everyone's able to enjoy both days, the parade the ceremony and as well as Memorial Day itself. It's because of the sacrifices of our armed forces that we're having that day to remember, and we're privileged to enjoy those our freedom because of those sacrifices.
I got to agree 100%, Mayor. Thank you very much. I just want to remind a lot of our, maybe there's some seniors in the audience, that May is Older Americans Month, and you're welcome down to Senior Center. We'll have a little something. What I'd like to touch on right now is some bills that the state is trying to shove down our throat. The counselors and I, we sent a letter with the mayor, Bill 1188. 1188, which I believe would cost us close to $1 million, that's being pushed forward, that would be the certain tribes tax exempt. That bill has come out of one committee. I did call the lieutenant governor and let her know, and all our representatives. The mayor has already sent out something since he's been not back on the job, once I conceded the mayor's spot to him this morning at 7:30, 7:45. So that bill right there would harm us. We didn't ask for that bill. You know what, just because I will not fall in line because of the party I have a D, whatever that is beside me, I will not fall in line with these bills that hurt us because it's not correct. That bill is going to tremendously cause us pain. Another bill, 1168, 1165. 1165 would make us open our compact. We didn't ask for that. I've said that. I said that to Lieutenant Governor, said it all to our reps. We didn't ask for that. That is our pact with the Mohegan tribe. We do not want to open that unless we move forward with more services, more money, and whatever. We did not ask that. It was trying to be forced on us. I've sent a letter about that, too. The mayor has also chimed in on that. He's also with his colleagues that are also looking at that, too. So I believe that that stuff we have to look at, not falling in line, because one of the people that is putting it in, we know. We shouldn't be doing it. The unfunded mandates that are coming from the state are harming our towns, and it's not right. It's my opinion. I've said it to them before. I just want the public to know about it, and the people that are on my other colleagues that are Republicans, that they chime in and have their colleagues say something about this, because it's wrong to do this, to shove this down our throat. I am not in favor of both these bills. There's a few other ones that I've been watching that could harm us, that they're saying it won't, but you can't believe what the state throws down to you, because what they give, they take away. So that is my opinion on that, and I just want to really thank everybody, and you'll see you at the parade. Motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Thank you.
Every time I do it, they know it's me. I got to donate to this. I got to do this. Angles, thank you.
Start singing.
My head is pounding.
Your face is all red. I mean, you look flushed. You're getting